Christians in Karnataka, India may have a proverbial target on their backs. A library is helping people in Ghana focus on Christ, and a Christian senior home is getting underway in China. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Hindu nationalist government in the southern state of Karnataka, India, is planning to introduce an anti-conversion law. That's what led to anti-Christian violence in other states. Karnataka recorded the second highest number of attacks on Christians last year. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
one of the things that this law might possibly require is someone to stand before a magistrate and make the statement, I am changing my religion. That would basically paint a target on their back and make them a potential victim of persecution.
BOM's doing all they can to help Christians by rebuilding homes, providing Christian literature, or supporting persecuted Christian families.
Some in Orissa that have lost their homes, some where a Christian, especially pastors, have been martyred for their faith, we are able to help them financially to keep going on after the loss of the husband and father and breadwinner.
Go to our website if you'd like to contribute. Meanwhile, believers in Iran need to be covered in your prayers. While God's family continues to grow in the oppressed nation, Lita Young with Words of Hope says government crackdown persists.
We continue to hear reports of government inquiries and people being called in for questioning about alleged Christian activities.
Spiritual hunger in Iran continues to cause many to turn away from Islam. Conversion is viewed as a serious offense, which could result in capital punishment. Many believers have taken to exercising their faith underground to avoid officials' prying eyes.
So it shows that the government of Iran is still very vigilant and concerned.
Words of Hope offers encouragement to Iranian believers through broadcasts in Farsi. Despite persecution, believers remain faithful. Pray for God's protection over Iranian Christians.
People there are courageous, they need wisdom, and they need God's protection so that they can continue to minister in Jesus' name, both on the radio and in other ways.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The only online library in Britain containing creative Christian audio will relaunch in 2 weeks as HCJB Global UK. AudioPod has nearly 2,000 audio clips designed to make a non-Christian audience think about their Christian faith. Updates to the site include a section for teachers and new search and browse features. Teachers looking to start classroom discussion can find material that sheds new light on spiritual topics. You can browse the website. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the love of Christ is being spread through a new library in Ghana. The Mission Society's Anne Gonwer explains.
A library is a place that you can discover. And discovery, especially when it comes to yourself, is a hopeful thing.
The new library sits between two schools, but it's not geared toward a specific age. It's had tremendous response from adults, teens, and especially younger children. Overall, Gonwer says,
our hope is to start out a new generation who will be in love with books and learning and enhance their opportunity to become who God has made them to be.
In order to create such an atmosphere, the library staff strives to be examples of Christ's love to everyone who visits.
Not only can they help them with their phonetic understanding or their interest in creativity, but they can come right beside them and encourage them to walk with Jesus.
And a church in Hangzhou, China will be breaking ground for a Christian senior home at the end of the month. Several years ago, the church pastor told China Partner of his dream to build a Christian senior's home. At the home, the elderly would be cared for and ministered to. Last year, China Partner gathered donations from several associates who wanted to help fund the project. A groundbreaking ceremony will be held March 30th. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free music downloads and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.